Please be seated. Before I begin, let's take a moment to pray. May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're 10 days into the new year, and what a 10 days it has been. England has unfortunately entered back into a national lockdown. America has endured a riot on the Capitol building, threatening democracy itself, and All Saints got a brand new vicar. Might not be how we envisaged 2021 to begin, except for the vicar bit. We might perhaps hope that 2021 would be different. We hope that COVID-19 would be behind us, that would be a 2020 issue. And we hope that this year would be the beginning of a new normal. This year, we can begin to get back to the life that once was. A life where we could meet friends, family, greet people in the street without the need for social distancing and a mask. A life where we get to have a lovely cup of tea after church instead of making our way home straight away. A life, perhaps, where your new vicar wasn't installed over YouTube and Facebook, but instead everybody was here. A hope of a new beginning, a hope of something different. The chapter of Mark begins with the words, "in the beginning," at chapter 1, verse 1. These words, "in the beginning," echo the first words in Genesis, "in the beginning." And with this, we see the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. The beginning where Jesus comes to John and is baptized. He goes down in the water and rises again, foreshadowing his death and resurrection. Jesus begins his ministry knowing where it will lead and end. But he also begins this ministry knowing that he is not on his own. Right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, John is with him. Right at the beginning, John is already pointing towards him and saying, "This is the one you've been waiting for. This is the one that is going to deliver Israel, the one who is going to forgive our sins. This is the one that gives us life in all its fullness. This is the one that gives us hope in amidst the pain, the suffering, and quite frankly, the I have no idea what's going on parts of life. This one is the hope. This one who is called Jesus is the one whose kingdom we usher in when we are baptized, repent of our sins, and follow him. But it's not just the Son that is present at the beginning of Mark. As it was in the beginning of Genesis, at the beginning of creation, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were all present together, and the same is for that first chapter of Mark. The Son of God is in the water, and the Holy Spirit, represented by an image of a dove, descends from heaven, and the Father himself proclaims, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." As I said, Jesus is right at the beginning of his ministry. He hasn't done anything of great notice yet. No turning water into wine, no walking on water, no feeding the 5,000 with a packed lunch. God says, right at the beginning, "You are my Son. Who you are, your very being, makes me pleased with you." God, right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, affirms who Jesus is. Not because of what Jesus has done or will do, but simply because of who he is in his relationship with God the Father. That connection, that relationship, this is what Jesus is showing us is important, and right at the beginning of his ministry. This connection, this relationship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is what is important. We are in relationship to God. This is where we get our source of peace, our source of hope, our source of reassurance that we are not alone. This year has not started perhaps in the way we thought it would. We might find ourselves today in an even harder place than we were back in March. Hope might be eluding us right now. But today's reading shows us that simply being in the presence of God, being in connection with Him, is what is important. Not what we achieve today, not what we achieve in the following months, but who we are in connection with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is what is important. And with that connection, God says over us today, with you, people of all saints, I am well pleased with you. Amen.